Thanks for joining me, Ray.
Well, thanks for having me today, Julia.
Tell us about your first job at the paper and what got you into journalism.
My first job at the paper was in high school, and I answered the phones in the sports department at night when they got busy, and when somebody called something in that the regular sports writers were too busy to deal with, I would write it up. And then my first real job at the paper, I guess, was I was the high school sports writer, and I actually spent 25 years of my career in the sports department and was a sports editor at two mid-major dailies and two weekly newspapers in Nevada.
Most people might know you recently for your political reporting, but as you said, you spent most of your career doing sports. How was that transition from sports to political reporting?
Well, you know, it was, at times, it was very, very difficult. It was a steep learning curve. I mean, it was like climbing Mount Everest to learn how to cover politics, although there were some parallels in both. There is a lot of sports phrasing in politics, you know, whether it's the details, they call that inside baseball, and when you win an election, you know, you're putting it over the goal line and things like that. Politics really is the biggest game that there is. And that's one of the things that I enjoy about it. You know, there's definitely a winner and a loser in every election, and there are winners and losers with every bill that is processed and passed or not passed in the Nevada legislature. So it was all very, very interesting and at times a lot of fun.
Are there any stories or interviews you conducted that you consider career highlights?
I guess, you know, I'm not proud of this, but when I was a sports writer, I ran across Yankees manager Billy Martin, and of course he beat the crap out of me out at the old Centennial Coliseum. It put my picture on the front page of the New York Times and virtually every other newspaper or sports department in the nation.
What did you say to him?
It's a long story, but first of all, Billy Martin was totally drunk. I mean, I even called the office and said, hey, do you want me to really interview this guy? He's really in the bag. And they said, of course, how many times have Billy Martin come to Reno? Get in there and interview him. So I did, and he was upset, and he was drunk, and he just hauled off and hit me. I think he was cussing out New York sports writers at the time. It was 10.5 months of hell, to be honest with you. All the public attention it caused all over the nation. It was, wow, it was a crazy thing.
Not quite as physical, but your last assignment was covering Donald Trump's first visit to Northern Nevada just last week, and I saw you typing away in the media section. Do you consider that a fitting last assignment?
Well, I don't know if it was fitting. It was a fun way to go out. You know, he said about the same thing he said at all his stops, although we did ad-lib a few things, and, you know, but it was fun, you know. I mean, the people were lively and all worked up, and then you were there. Then he started bagging on the media, and people around me were looking at me. I thought someone's going to throw something at us.
Thought it was going to be a Billy moment all over again.
Oh, my God, yeah, that's all I would need.
Thanks to Ray Hagar, a longtime reporter at the Reno Gazette-Journal. He retired at the end of last month after 38 years. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.